There are two dimensions of our relationship with human consciousness. When I say our relationship, I'm referring to the human person. One is relative and one is unconditional. I have already addressed the subject, but it is just not so easy to understand. And further clarifications would be very much welcome. In the last talk, I spoke about the more of the relative relationship between the human person and the overall human consciousness, such as that we need to transform the unconscious of the human person, that we need to find different strategies to deal with the psychosphere and any information that comes from personality, so that we do not generate negativity, but rather we generate positivity, and we also transform our belief system as far as our interpretation of the psychosphere. Which is ingrained in the unconscious of the human person. The relative dimension of the human consciousness is not something to discard. It's still relevant. It's part of our experience of ourselves. And we do need to work with it. But the unconditional element refers to radical transcendence from the human person. Of the way he's experiencing himself based on how he relates to the personality as a whole and to the psychosphere. And it is not just one or the other. They coexist. But the unconditional is the foundation and the source of our empowerment in our relationship with human consciousness, and how the person, the human person, relates to himself. It reminds me of one of the movies of the Harry Potter. I don't remember it exactly, so forgive me if I'm not quoting it properly. There's this divination lesson where one of the main characters of the Harry Potter reading the
Comet
coffee grains which remain at the bottom of the cup, he is finding this contradictory information that something tragic happens to him, and yet he is happy about it. I mean, it's a kind of a joke, but it's quite interesting. So basically, you can experience a negative psychosphere and be happy about it. In fact, not so much happy about it, but just being happy. Meaning your sense of happiness is not being diminished by the relative negativity that you may experience in your psychosphere. So, just imagine your psychosphere is depressed, sad, but you are happy. How is it possible? And that is the essence of the human transcendence. That you can kind of isolate your human experience of yourself from all these relative elements which are surrounding it, which includes the psychosphere and whatever manifests from your personality. Imagine some horrible thoughts come to your mind. Not because you are creating the thoughts based on your negativity, but within the interaction with the outer reality. Some people may be horrible to you, your life circumstances are very threatening and unpleasant, and yet you can be happy. Is it possible? You can obviously imagine that you can experience complete well-being in other centers of your pure subjectivity by this identifying from the human. But this is not what I am saying. Can you be happy in the human person? Can you experience that unconditional sense of well-being in your identity as a human? In spite of being threatened or disturbed by the negative thoughts and emotions and the general negativity or unpleasantness of the psychosphere. How is it even possible? Since the human self is so interwoven with his psychological dimension. and it is possible, which is good news. But to achieve it is not that easy. First, of course, we need to attain human consciousness. We need to realize the human person. We need to establish the base subjectivity of human consciousness. And all of that is possible because we have already roots in our overall subjectivity. How the human can transcend, not by going to other centers, not by dissolving in the beyond through other centers, but directly. It's the ultimate question. It's a very important question because this question is whether we can become unconditionally happy or free or well as the human person. When you have a sense of transcendence through pure consciousness or absolute state, it's not that you are happy as the human person. You have just bypassed the human person. And you arrive in the highest state of well-being beyond the person, which does not directly relate to how the person feels. So that is something entirely different. But now we are entering the very seat of human consciousness, trying to discover whether the human person can actually actualize unconditional well-being within that constraints, within that frame of human consciousness itself. So let's make a few steps back. The human person is interpreting his sense of well-being based on his interactions with the psychosphere and personality in general. So if something terrible happens in your personality, things go wrong, you are not being loved, you are being rejected, you are being judged. So the human person immediately generates within himself a negative emotion, such as I am being hurt, I'm being abandoned, I'm a victim. So he creates all these negative emotions within himself based on his interactions with personality. And the same goes with his interaction with the psychosphere. I feel so depressed. It's terrible. Maybe I should take some antidepressive pills. I just should kill myself. It's not a joke. This is how the human person thinks. But is there a way for the human person to be free? From his own identity. And that is the unconditional part or level of the human consciousness that we are referring to. And for that to happen, he has to isolate his human psyche from all the other relative elements which are surrounding it. Of course, the human has to get in touch with himself. He needs to understand who he really is in his the pure form. That he is not just who he is not just a result of his interactions with the relative elements of human consciousness. He is in himself. Something precious, something godly. And the only way for him to realize that godliness is to enter the Absolute through what we call, it's a new term, the frontal vertical channel of surrender. The gateway to which is the base subjectivity of the human consciousness. Before that, the human person is present, but he is sort of floating in that space, hovering in that space of human consciousness. He has enough comfort to feel at home. He has enough stability to be, but he is not really in the state of surrender. How can he surrender? By letting go. The human person has to let go. As he lets go in the most profound way. And it is not like it is a hard practice that you have to activate, penetrative surrender, and so on. If that real intention is born within the intelligence of the human person to let go, that alone will put him in the state of vertical surrender. As long as there's enough letting go. Because one can assume that one is letting go, but one is not really letting go. Letting go is an art. And as I explained before, that letting go within human consciousness has to be linked to the letting go from our overall pure subjectivity. When the human person truly lets go, and now imagine that at the bottom of that base subjectivity of the human consciousness, there is a portal to the Absolute. So by letting go, he is actually passing through that portal. Basically, the human person realizes his own Absolute state. And by realizing it, he is isolating his identity from all the relative elements that are part of our human consciousness. And then he is actualizing his human psyche. Now the term psyche, of course, if you look at the dictionary, it is interpreted in all kind of ways, like the soul, spirit, of the sum total of our personality. But I am just running out of words. And the term psyche seems like the most appropriate, but you do need to feel what it is that I am trying to convey. The psyche is basically a space within which the person feels himself in a purest way as the human. I give a definition of the psyche as the soul of our psychological dimension. It's not just a center of intelligence. It's not just a center which is experiencing different emotions. This is how the person feels. And to be honest, I'm still struggling how to conceptually reflect the meaning of the psyche. That's why I hope you are in tune with me to feel what I feel and what I'm trying to convey. Psyche is not personality. It's not even the emotional dimension of the person, even though, of course, the quality of feeling is embedded on it. It's something else. It's not just pure subjectivity or bare attention. It is the purest way how the human is experiencing himself. It's still somehow linked to our psychological dimension, but is autonomous from all the relative elements in that psychological dimension. It's a divine feeling of our human self. And it is extremely personal. In a way, more personal than the person himself. So intimate. So another question that can be posed is, can you meet yourself as the human psyche? Meaning, can you meet yourself how the human person feels within himself, which determines actually who he is, because how he feels is who he is. And that is so very subtle. Not complicated, just subtle. Okay, here I am as the human person, and I want to be happy. All of you do. But my happiness is determined as a result of my interactions with my personality and the psychosphere. This is when I interpret, oh, I'm so happy because my psychosphere is happy. Oh, I'm so happy because my personality manifests happy thoughts and emotions. But can I be happy because I am myself? And I'm not using this term happy in a corny way, but in a deep spiritual meaning. Transcendentally happy. So this is actually, in regards to human consciousness, the biggest question of all. What is the meaning of experiencing the human person in isolation from all the other relative elements in human consciousness? And going even further, what does it mean to be human? Because if you don't know that, how to experience yourself in isolation from all these relative emotions, thoughts, and energies within the psychosphere, you actually don't know what it means to be human. Because your sense of human is based on your interactions with all these relative elements. But to know what it means to be human, you need to learn how to be, to experience the human alone. Okay, you can experience, you have a glimpse, you can have a glimpse of experiencing the human alone when your personality is relatively inactive or your psychosphere is relatively empty. But it is not still a safe place, because the moment your personality becomes active or your psychosphere is filled with relative energies, that will contaminate your experience of the human. That's why to realize the human unconditionally, you need to cut through the relativity of human consciousness so that you can experience yourself in immaculate way as the human psyche. And one of the characteristics of that human psyche experience in pure way, that it is unconditionally free, and well, and happy. So that is like the ultimate definition of experiencing true well-being within your human consciousness. Not just by transcending it or manipulating with your personality and manipulating with your experience of the psychosphere, Yeah, basically in a new place where all the things do not matter. They do matter because your relative human consciousness is still important, but at the same time they do not matter because you are in a place where none of the things can touch your fundamental well-being. So this is both human transcendence through the human liberation through the human, and human awakening in the ultimate meaning of this term. Anyway, assuming you are in the human consciousness, you should be able to clearly identify that how you feel, how you experience yourself as a human person, is always in the context of your personality and the psychosphere. Your psychosphere is depressed, so you are. Your psychosphere is positive, happy, so the human person is happy. But imagine that you experience yourself while isolating your sense of self as a human person from all these relative elements. It's not about even getting happy, getting well. It is just a fascinating question in its own right. What does it mean to experience myself as a human person alone? What does it mean to be the human in the essence? So I'm inviting you to contemplate these matters. Because you are humans and you should care about that dimension of your existence because it is part of who you are. And you have been human all your life. But not really knowing who you were. So, don't you think it's a good idea to sort of wake up and understand who you are? What does it mean to be human? I think, I mean, I know that it is something of the highest importance. And it's about time that you know yourself. As a human person, as a human psyche, it's really about the time. How long can you wait to be unconscious of your human identity is to be unconscious. And just know, there's just no justification to continue to be unconscious, especially regarding the fact that most of you, all of you, in fact, have already the ground of pure subjectivity, which naturally empowers your capacity to awaken the human.